Growing up can be complicated, especially when you realize that your parents may not have turned out okay like they act like they are. And this realization, it can be very confusing, even overwhelming. However, acknowledging this can be your first step towards your betterment, your healing for you and your parent. Or parents. Understanding this dynamic can set a foundation for a healthier relationship and a deeper connection because you understand them better and they get to learn who you are despite their upbringing. So, in this episode, I want to talk about how to navigate other people's experiences. Realizing your parents are human beings and they have their own trauma and their own family dynamics, and just respecting that so you can heal and be a better family. Welcome to Cozy One Podcast. So first and foremost, let's get this straight. You might be a teenager, or your child might be a teenager, or you might be the parent. Doesn't matter. I want both of y'all to hear this. Parents as a whole may give this impression that even though these things happened to me, or even though this was my experience, I am okay. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing I need to heal from. There's nothing I need to be better at. This is just how I do things, right? But parents are not perfect. And oftentimes we, because I'm going to take ownership in this because I have my things too, we carry emotional baggage. We carry trauma that we experience through our own experiences, and we raise our children based on that. And it will influence how you parent. For me, I don't believe in sleepovers. You know what I'm saying? Sleepovers is not a thing that I want to do with my girls. Have I done it in the past? Yes. Was it hard for me? Yes. Did I have like 21 questions after? Yes. Did I really question myself the nights where they were not with me? Yes. I don't trust people. I don't care if you're related or not. I don't care if I've known you for 12 years or not. It's very hard for me. So if I do give you my children for an hour, for a day, for a weekend,
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Saying, I think highly of you, right? But recognizing the signs of your own parental trauma is very important. Because your children are going to get to an age where they say, how come you don't let me do this? How come we can't go here? You don't let us do this. What are you afraid of? Like, you think somebody's going to kidnap me? Do you think somebody's going to do something to me? All of these things. And the reality is, sometimes they might say that at an age where they can understand. Sometimes they might not say that at an age where they don't understand. And if you don't get to a point where you can communicate that to your child is just going to think that you are just a party pooper, a suck the energy out of the room person, a parent that never wants them to enjoy anything. And you have to be empathetic to your child who wants to socialize, who wants to have friendships where they can sleep over and see different cultures of their friends without negativity attached to that. But it's very hard if you don't communicate to them what happened to you as a kid, what you saw as a kid, what you experienced as a kid. And so for me, I know I'm going to have to get to a point where I have to explain to my daughters what happened to me as a kid, what I didn't like as a kid, what I felt like as a kid, how that snowballed into who I was as an adult before I became a mom, how that shows up in how I parent them. And it's not because I don't want to make them have the spaces to have a full friendship, get to know their friends at home, just like they can at school or just like they can in sports. It's because I mentally, emotionally, and physically have taken on this responsibility of protecting my children's childhood. Because I don't feel like my childhood was protected. And if I could get my children from birth to becoming full adults and protecting their bodies, protecting their minds, preventing them from being violated by somebody, listen, I'm going to feel so much empowerment by that because I didn't get that. Right. And I know how I deal with that on a day-to-day basis, raising girls. And I'm not saying this can't happen to boys, but it can happen to boys. But I don't have boys. I have girls. And so we have to create spaces where we can make our children aware of our experiences so they can understand our feelings. They can understand how we communicate and they can understand what things might trigger us. And as teenagers, they're going to deal with their own emotions also. And it is very common for them to feel alone, misunderstood, hurt by what their parents do. How you validate their feelings is very important. They are real people and they deserve to be recognized for what they do and how they feel. And if your child does better by writing things down, get them a journal. Do not violate them by reading their journal without their consent. If they write to you and they give you something in your hand for you to read, read it. Don't dismiss them. If you do better writing things down, give that to your teenager and let them know I do better at writing things down. So these are my thoughts. These are my feelings. Let me know if you want to talk after this. If not, let me know that too. Open communication is the best way to bridge the gap of age, dynamics, styles of communicating, and maybe it might be text, maybe it might be voice notes, maybe it might be video, maybe it might be emails, maybe it might be calls, and do not explain or share what's going on with your child, with your friends, or talk about their feelings out in the open because they're going to feel violated. If anything, you should be talking to their other parent about how they feel, what they're going through, so they're aware of how to deal with them when they're around or updated on what's going on with them. But you have to make sure they have healthy, safe spaces to express themselves. Make sure you're using I statements. Make sure they're using I statements. I feel this when you do this. You always make me feel bad. I need this. When I tell you this, this is what I mean. I feel this way because, and it's just understanding. And don't do it in a brash tone. Don't do it to make them feel bad for sharing or telling you how they feel. You have to have empathy. And as a teenager, if you're listening to this, you have to have empathy towards your parents too. It is very hard to have the responsibility of taking care of you, protecting you, feeding you, clothing you, and you verbally or physically show your parent on a daily basis that you don't care. It is very hard. And we're all struggling. Parents are struggling and kids are struggling. And all it requires is a little bit of empathy and consideration and understanding. Understanding that you don't want anyone to feel bad because of what you want, and they don't want you to feel bad because of what you want. They just want to understand it. They just want to make sure you're making the best decision. They just want to make sure that you're understanding the results of what may happen because you want to do things a certain way. And recognizing that there are challenges. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. That you may have with your parents is fine. I think it's important to do. It's about being self-aware. But if both of you get to a point where you can't talk to each other, you can't understand each other, maybe seeking professional help might be where you need to be, like a mediator between you guys so you can have some understanding. Maybe someone else needs to point out certain points from your parents and certain points from you so there can be some type of communication that happens in a healthy way. And it's not a fun process. It's not something that you're going to enjoy, but I think the ending result will be better because you tried. You did something different. You explored other options. And the best thing I think it would be for parents who have their own trauma or parents who grew up in a not so loving way and they have kids and they want to raise them different. You have to establish some boundaries. Maybe it's boundaries on what can be talked about. Maybe it's boundaries on how things get talked about. Maybe it's triggers, you know, fast movements around me when you're angry. I can't deal with it. I don't like. Talking over me when I'm talking. I can't deal with it. I don't like. Slamming doors and breaking stuff. I can't deal with. I don't like because this is what happened to me when I was younger. This is what I saw. Set boundaries so there can be walls of respect. Set boundaries so people can feel safe in the home. Right? No child will run away from a home they feel safe in. No child would run away from a home they feel heard in. No child will run away from a home they feel comforted in. But if your child feels like their only way to get some relief is to not be around, that says something to how they feel in the home. And you have to interact. You can't treat your child like they're a roommate and they pay rent there and y'all have no DNA being shared between you guys. You cannot do that. Healing is a daily effort. Is something that you show up in all the time. You have to do the work. You have to figure out a way to consider this other person's feelings. You have to figure out a way to consider this other person's thoughts. And you have to create spaces in order to cultivate what that might look like. And if you guys get to a point where you went 2 months without argument or fighting or slamming doors or the way that you guys talk to each other is better. The way that you guys understand each other is better. Go out to eat, just you and your teenager. If you have other kids, make it about them and you. Go out for ice cream. Go out for sushi. Go to an event, just you and them. Take yourself out of your adult bubble and step into your child's bubble. Allow your child to see you in your place of peace, the thing that you like to do, even though they might not get it, and maybe they'll learn something about you. It's all about being willing and being understanding, right? But you have to celebrate those small things, okay? Because the small things make the bigger things easier to deal with, okay? Now, the practicing self-care through it is doing your part. Prioritizing how you mentally feel, how you emotionally feel. Understanding that personal growth and healing can exist right next to each other. But you actually have to do the work. You actually have to work through knowing something was done to you that you didn't like, growing up with it, and getting to a point where you realize that shouldn't have happened. I need to work through this so I could be a better parent. Putting yourself in your parents' shoes and saying, okay, if this happened to me, maybe the way that I'll be open to certain events or certain people might be closed off. Now I understand where my mom is coming from. Now I understand where my dad is coming from. But I think understanding parents and understanding the fact that these things happen to you, you did not turn out okay. You're actually really mean. You're actually really sad. You actually make me feel less than. You're actually doing the same thing somebody did to you that you didn't like growing up. You're doing that to me. And sometimes that's the moments where parents realize that, damn, really, I thought I was being a better parent, but really I'm falling into the same things that I didn't like about my parents or I didn't like about the people who raised me. But you have to recognize the impacts of your trauma. You have to talk it through. You have to practice healing. You have to allow your child to understand who you are and how you grew up. You have to be willing to hear your child out. Let them tell you what they're seeing reflected from you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Them, how they feel when you talk to them, how they feel when you stand next to them or watch them in the house? Do they feel safe? Do they feel comforted? Do they feel loved? All of those things matter. And it's not based just on your opinion. Well, I'm not doing this. I do this. What you do and how you make someone feel is two different things. But are you willing to understand and do something about how you make someone feel? Are you willing to ask them, what are the things that I can do so you don't feel that way? How else would you like me to do X, Y, and Z thing? And that's the patience. And that's the type of support. And it is okay to not be okay as a parent. But it is not okay to not be okay as a parent and to make your child feel like how you treat them, how you talk to them, and how they feel because of you is normal or something they should just deal with. It's very selfish. So if this is something that you can relate to and not in the best way, do something about it. Do something about it before your child leaves your house when they're in their 20s. Do something about it before your child goes to college and you never see them again and they don't call. And when you want to see them, they never have time. And it's not because they don't have time. It's because they don't want to make the time because they remember how you made them feel. Don't be the parent that your child is trying to run away from. Don't be the child that has great parents. And because you were too stubborn or too prideful to let them in, you push them away and you make them feel like they've ruined you when in all actuality, you're self-sabotaging. And there's a reason why you're self-sabotaging as a teenager, but you got to figure out what that is because parents wake up every day and go to sleep at night wondering if they did enough, wondering if they showed up enough, wondering if they could have done something better for you. And if you guys don't have that communication there, your mom and your dad will never know. Your grandparents will never know. Your aunt or your uncle that took you in on top of their kids, on top of their careers and what they wanted to do, they didn't know they were going to have a nephew that they had to raise. They didn't know they were going to have a niece that they had to raise. But if someone looked at you and was like, your family, I want to do this for you, and they're actually trying, meet them halfway. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, I hope this helps somebody. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. I appreciate you. Don't forget to like, rate it, and subscribe. You can find more of me at shanbypodden.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on IG. And don't forget to support us by donating to the podcast. Or you can buy merch on Bonfire. The link is in the bio. I appreciate you. I just want us to be better parents so we can have better kids who grow up to be better people. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbypodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shanbypodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.